Say, kids, what time is it?
Ah, that's another time for
the actual sound of a person who's
mentally deranged.
Eternal tormentor of humanity known as
satire.
No man had any right to question anything he did.
Come with me, friends. Do you know what I'll do?
No, and I don't want to know.
Do you know who Jesus is?
From now on, I just don't care.
Do you know who I am?
You are nothing but a shit and piss factory, my friend.
Do you know who ate all the donuts?
Scholars believe it was
Johnny Mathis.
You'd see him over in the corner. Hey, John.
No, man.
One time, Michael cast an entire cheese sandwich.
Hi, this is Michael Warren, speaking for the IRS.
And there it was.
They have something special in the way of a sandwich in mind.
In this case, the officer removed plastic from inside his hat.
A truly different cream sandwich.
With a new piece of plastic bullshit.
Oh, this stuff's delicious.
A credit card can also work.
Now that's really changing a dollar bill.
I can promise you that it will change your life forever.
When you die.
This is true.
He promises Hitler to
go jump underneath a bus.
We have promised to respect each other.
You asshole!
Now that's not very friendly.
Instead, she gave him
a blowjob. Now that's very friendly.
At the same time, horrify the whole world.
You bet it will.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for the question of the week. The question this week is,
can you get the River Queen free from the mud?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Some people might say that's harsh.
There is a side of life and death most people rarely get to see.
Take this one, for instance. Full of
imported plastic fried eggs.
What?
He died of a crushed chest.
This young man was later reprimanded for snacking between meals.
If you mean the cannibals.
I guess it did, Jimmy, except
murder and sacrifice of human beings, cannibalism, sexual promiscuity,
and even the possibility of child sacrifice.
For all that do these things are
a good example
of civilized behavior.
Just for the taste of it.
Drawing its nourishment from the blood of
children, invalids, or elderly people.
Let's get Mikey and kill him now.
Hi, I'm Mike Wallace.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Mike suffered numerous broken bones, hundreds of stitches, first, second, and third degree burns, but still managed to survive.
This is only one word I can say about Mike, man.
Uwongalema.
You can say that again.
Uwongalema.
You can say that again.
Uwongalema.
You can say that again, a lot more.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Sure is strange.
Put the television on and you'll see.
This depraved material.
I told you to quit watching that junk.
What time on Court TV?
A government official plunges to his death to the horror of dozens of witnesses.
Hi, this is Michael Warren speaking for the IRS.
So far, no word from our government about whether this is real or not.
If more people saw the brutal and inhuman conditions these animals live in, we'd all become
sick pedophiles who support child porn.
I already done started.
Start now training your children to
suck my motherfucking dick.
And kids love it.
That's wrong, isn't it?
Yes, but with good reason.
The reason will become very fucking obvious, as will the deep, dark lesson to be learned.
Tell us about Pants Man.
That's my ass!
But it really looks more like
a red can. Apple.
He sounds like this.
Until another sound drowns the padding of his quarry.
Oops.
Do you smell something burning?
Relax as you throw the kick. Do not force out the power and speed. It has to come natural.
Remember to pack some snake repellent.
Then my asshole.
There could be a big snake with fangs.
Up my ass.
And what about the importance of
the harder drugs, such as morphine and heroin?
It is generally used at public schools and colleges to pervert the minds of the young.
Many schools have reacted by
drinking beer, listening to rock music,
and then raping me.
Putting a question mark on the situation and thus reducing it to the lowest terms causes us to react like
ghosts and goblins and gremlins and elves.
And they went to
Pizza Hut.
Accompanied by
Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas.
There David met Jonathan.
Hey, Mathis.
The son of
Satan.
Sorry, I'm leaving now.
Wait. Wait, don't go just yet.
Quick, take a look at this.
Press and zip his pants and pull out his print.
The teeny, tiny, eeny, weeny, smallest little
one-eyed bastard.
Thus, we have seen some small part of the solic journey of
satire.
That's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help!